being accepted by everybody, every wind of doctrine, all this kind of stuff, is death. The mindset on the flesh is death. But the mindset on the spirit, capital S, is life and peace. And that takes discipline.
Yes.
And you have to keep saying to your flesh, no, no, we won't go there. We won't do that. Yeah, but it feels so good. It tastes so good. People will applaud you. Mm-hmm. You have to say no to that. You've got to go with Jesus and stay complete in Jesus Christ.
Well, that's so good. And that's why scriptures, like you were saying, Romans 8, 6, and then Romans 12, 1 and 2, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. It's not going to be easy, friend. It's not going to be fun. But as you present your body a living sacrifice, and some of my friends do it on a daily basis. They wake up in the morning and they present their body a living sacrifice. They dedicate it to God for that day. And it will be an acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you do that? You have to start by putting your body on that altar. And it is a sacrifice, Darren. It truly is.
And what you want to do, what the flesh wants to do.
Oh, it's so worth it. It is so worth it.
Now, let me give you a scripture in Romans 8:14, seeing if we said to most of our friends, are you a child of God? Oh, yeah, Brother Darren. Oh, yeah. You know, and then it might try to convince me how holy and wonderful they are. But here in Romans 8:14, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Mm. Now, those that are led by the Spirit of God are listening to God, and they're turning off the world. And it's like a giant radio dial. You can tune into all kinds of stations, but there's only one speaking for God. And you have to say no to the flesh. And no to confusion, and no to many things that just, it looks so attractive. You know, it's like advertising today. You know, they bring these things out in the Sunday newspaper, for example, all those inserts, they call them. They're all
full.
Done in color. You open that up, and I mean, like, I saw some here, I mean, last week or the week before, they had ladies' sandals at Dillard's that just looked wonderful, all these colors.
And you're a man, and you thought they looked wonderful.
Yeah, and I did. I was ready to haul you off to Dillard's and say, would you like some shoes? But here we go. If we are being led by the Spirit of God, we have to know God. We have to know His voice over that of another.
Yes.
And that's an eternal struggle, folks, and it will always be there. And there's that still, quiet voice, as it says in the New Testament. Are we going to listen to Holy Spirit and listen to His guidance and His wisdom? Or are we going to go with the masses? Are we going to go with the majority? Usually the majority is wrong spiritually.
Well, and the old self, Darren, is being corrupted. You don't want the old self anymore. You don't want what you used to be. And I'm so glad you quoted 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Because we are a new creation. God has made us a new creation. So then we put that together with Ephesians 4, 22 and 23 and 24. And it says, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit. Do you hear that? You do that. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Okay, give me an example of a lust of deceit.
Things that maybe clothes that I used to find very attractive, clothes that show my body or show.
You mean those miniskirts you wore in college, you put those away? Just thought I'd mention that.
Well, and I'm not forgetting that young people have beautiful, youthful bodies. But when we show so much flesh, that it is a temptation to the opposite sex to think evil and perverse thoughts. Then we've got to put that away.
You remember yesterday we went to, was it Dillard's at the shopping center? Or was it
Foley's? Yeah.
Okay, we went to this department store. And then we were wanting to get some things for our grandson that's having a birthday next week. And we need to get it in the mail and all this kind of stuff. But we were walking through the mall. And here came a perfect Barbie doll. She had the hair.
And it was cold outside, and she was.
She had a micro mini shirt.
And nothing, hardly anything on top.
Skinny as a rail.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Barbara, I think we're just about to meet Barbie here.
Or go buy Barbie
go
here.
Go buy Barbie in the mall, see. Well, I think we need to look at that and say, God, is my wardrobe wholesome? Is it something you're proud of?
That's right.
And, you know, sometimes in the flesh, yeah, but this other one is so fashionable. I mean, I don't want to look like something dressed out of the 50s. I've got to get up to speed here. And that temptation is always there, and the devil is always slamming us for the way we want to live and should live.
Well, we don't want to just talk about the outward appearance, though. We want to talk about our inward wardrobe, too.
Okay, then I have a scripture for you.
That we aren't full of strife, that we aren't full of gossip, that we aren't full of dissension.
In 2 Corinthians 5, I just quoted the 17th verse a while ago. Now let me quote the 21st. And here it talks about Jesus. It says, he who knew no sin, and Jesus never sinned, he who knew no sin was made to be sin on your behalf, that you might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus took all of our sins on him. Even before we were born, he knew we were going to be born in sin and we would sin. Mm-hmm. But he took that sin on himself. When we come to him and accept him as Savior, we accept and we trade our sin for his righteousness.
Yes.
That means the life nature of God. Yes. You don't want to compromise the life nature of God.
That's right.
You want to go with righteousness because he paid that awesome price for that.
Yes, that's right. So I want to go back to Ephesians 4 That's right. I was interrupted by someone.
As long as you're married to me, you'll be interrupted, baby.
I want to continue Ephesians 4, and I'll start at the 22nd verse again because I believe this is so important for you today to make a godly decision today in your life. That you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And Darren gave you that scripture in Romans 8:6. The mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. And verse 24, you put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. And I'm so glad you gave 2 Corinthians 5:21, Darren, because we do have God's life in us now. And we need to be respectful and honoring of that. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth one to another, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and yet not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. Now, Darren, it talks about our neighbors, and we need to speak the truth to neighbors and not gossip and not exaggerations and not lies. And we need to set an example in the neighborhood that we are different people. And I believe Christians can do that. Believers can do that. So we're saying to put on the new self.
Okay. Now, let me challenge some of the thinking that we run into all the time. I have an acquaintance. I won't call him a friend, but an acquaintance that had a business card. And on the back of this business card, here's what it said. He actually had it printed on there. What you think of me is absolutely none of my business. But you see, if we have an elevated sense of needing everybody's approval, mm-hmm. for example, I've been to a few church dinners in my time, and people bring casseroles and cake and chicken and so on. And sometimes the ladies all want to have a reputation among the church. Well, I make the best fried chicken. If you want fried chicken, mine's over there in that one pan. You know, make sure you get that chicken, or you get in line first. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if you're making a cake for this church dinner and the thing falls, oh, my goodness, your ego's on the line. I could never take this to the church dinner. It might just taste wonderful. And I would say, well, fill it up with icing and forget it and take it anyway. See, now that would be
okay.
My response. See?
Okay.
But, you know, is our ego on the line? Is our self-concept, is our reputation always at stake? And if it is, we need to take a look at ourselves. And I know that was a rather terse statement that man had on his business card, but sometimes we even want the approval of total strangers.
Yes.
And is that right?
No, it isn't. And I really agree with you, Darren. For years and years in my life, fear of man was more important to me than the fear of God. And
right.
I want to define this.
What was that fear of man?
The fear of man was not having his approval.
Fear of rejection.
Fear of rejection.
Okay.
Rather than, now, fear of God is a different kind of fear. And it's honoring or reverencing God more than man. And for many, many years, I put man above God. I wanted man's approval more than God's.
Not right.
What a sin in a believer's heart. And we've got to get that straight, friends. We've got to put God in top priority on the throne of our heart. And it actually took several years for me praying against that curse